Welcome back. We're continuing to discuss this power line, transmission line, 500,000 volt line going across our county. We've been talking about the BPA, as though everybody knows what it means, Bonneville Power Administration, which is a federal administration, federal agency, mm-hmm. who is routing these lines. And what we're talking about here is the citizen point of view that would say, hey, let us participate in where you route these lines so you can get the power through, but it also minimizes the impact to our area. Is that a fair statement?
That's fair. And what we were trying to show with this schematic that will be up on the screen here is the proposed 500 kV line is not connected to this area. So if you look at the red line on the right-hand side of the screen, you will see that this goes from Castle Rock and connects down to Troutdale. This is the proposed I-5 project line, 500 kV line, and it's not connected to anywhere in Vancouver or nowhere around Clark County, or this is Clark County, this is Cowlitz County, but until it gets to Oregon, there are no connections to anything here. So
Oregon is on the bottom of that map. Washington is north, is in the top of that map,
right?
And basically that's Clark County in the middle.
That's Clark. There's a dividing line here. That's the Alston cut plane. That's where they take the measurements for power from across here in this horizontal line.
Okay, and there's a lot of squiggles on
there. There are. And to try to make it, it's a very complicated map, but to try to make the schematic simple, we just drew some lines on this so people could tell that there's not really a connection here.
Okay, so it's basically just going through our area.
It is going through, that's true.
And we want to be good neighbors. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to get the line through here, but impact. And it sounds like from the discussion earlier that this, you called it the Pearl Route.
The Pearl Route. If you look at the left side.
You prefer that, it sounds like, right?
Well, it seems like a more direct line for where they're trying to get the power.
And let's say that they were to say, well, the Pearl Route works. We can accept that.
Well, look at the left side.
Would that resolve everything? Mm-hmm. You guys?
That's what I've been pushing for right along.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, that was the first issue.
And that's a pretty fundamental question. So mm-hmm. even up to this point, the most obvious answer that you'd like to be able to see, the Pearl Route, you don't have an answer that says why that cannot be, right?
No, they don't come up with good answers. And the thing about the Pearl Route, too, is they took the Pearl Route off the map before they ever made the map public.
And so the first maps. Give you an explanation why?
They seem to come up with a lot of excuses. They're saying, well, we've got to get to Troutdale, and we've got to do this, and we've got to do that. But none of them really seem to hold water. It really looks to me like it's more of a political decision. They don't want to upset people in Oregon. So apparently it's okay to upset people in Washington, but not in Oregon. And it's okay to upset people in Washington and go with a less logical route than it is to upset people in Oregon going down the most logical route. And I have to tell you, David, when I first saw the map, didn't have the Pearl Route on it. I just went from my experience in living in this area for over 20 years and said, oh, wait a minute. It'd make a whole lot more sense to go down through here. Lo and behold, they did have an alternative there, but they took that one off. They never gave the public a chance to comment on that one.
So I would think that one of the logical steps to take in this process would be to discover from them, is there a valid, logical reason why the Pearl Route will not work? Have you looked at the Pearl Route? Does it really, let's suppose, we can't just say not in our neighborhood and put it in your neighborhood, because if it's going to impact citizens in their area more than it's going to impact citizens in our area, we don't want to be that kind of a neighbor. How much does the Pearl Route impact neighbors in Oregon?
Well, it seems like the biggest impact that they have is in industrial areas.
Industrial areas, you're
going to have high power anyway.
Sure.
So it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
And instead, they want to put it down through residential areas. And that just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Okay, so
put the power where the power is needed.
One challenge to the BPA is, please answer this question, really explain in a logical way that's convincing why the Pearl Route will not work in this situation. Why would it be taken off the choices? That is something that really logically needs to be answered.
And taken off the choices before the choices were ever put forth to the public.
Okay, so BPA needs to answer that question.
Exactly, and what they should have done was, if they would have left it in the project and then did a study and then removed it and gave us all of the reasons why it couldn't be built, that would have made sense, but that's not what happened. No study was done. and they should have done the study. Okay. That way we would have had information.
Does the NEPA process apply to this?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the NEPA process is basically, it's a simple document that requires all reasonable alternatives to be studied for all major projects. That is the NEPA process.
The National Environmental Policy Act was created to protect people from federal agencies to follow guidelines in just this instance and this type of project.
And that, and again, that NEPA, mm-hmm. National Environmental Policy
Act.
Okay, so that second word, environmental. Uh-huh. When I hear the word environmental, I think, well, you know, you've got the nature out there, you got trees, and you mm-hmm. got the watershed and that kind of thing. But
that's not what it
critical,
means.
That's right. That's a misunderstanding.
It
does include that, but primarily it includes the impact on people. We are that environment that they're talking about.
That's right.
So the reason for that is to protect us, and the reason mm-hmm. that you guys, it sounds like, feel frustration and why there's so much trouble trying to get this project through is because it seems like that's being violated. They're not complying with the intent of that, which is to minimize the impact, but it sounds like they're ignoring the impact or maybe even maximizing the impact.
The impact has been way overdone, and there have been officials out there that have made comments to that effect in minutes of their meetings. Why so many segments? Why so many routes when they only needed two? Why would there just be one option to cross the river when there were multiple options to cross the river? Why were there things in the project that were in there, and why weren't there things in the project that were missing? So two things going on here. When you talk about the Pearl Station, that should have been in the project, and also an unpopulated route should have been in the project as part of the existing project that they have going on.
So the administration left off the Pearl route, and they proposed a number of other routes, all of them, in your eyes, unacceptable.
Right.
And so what you've done, and you've invested many, many hours in this, along with mm-hmm. many other people, and you have come up with another route that says, please include this one because this is acceptable to us.
We have, and it's called the Gray Line Alternative. It is an eastern route that goes up north of Silver Lake and up the edge of Clark County and avoids all of the population in that area. It also avoids scenic areas and so forth, whether it be campgrounds, cabins, and so forth. We have been out in the field. We have taken coordinates, and we've got that all into the map that displays that general location. It's not our job to create routes for BPA, mm-hmm. but if we have a suggested alternative that looks like a better location, then we will get out there and look at it and see if we can. And we have presented it to BPA. Mm-hmm. When we first presented it to BPA, they said they wouldn't consider it because they weren't going to add any routes to the map. But then we went up and made a presentation to Congresswoman Herrera, mm-hmm. and she sent BPA a letter requesting that an eastern route be considered that was unpopulated, and now BPA is going to go out in the field, and they have already started looking at the Gray Line Alternative.
So the first route that you prefer would be the Pearl route, and there was no other route that BPA presented as a choice. So what you've done, you've actually gone out to the field, you got all the coordinates, you actually did all the homework, and you ended up with an alternative route that would be acceptable to all the citizens that are involved with the coalition, and presented that to the BPA and say, please consider this one alternative route.
Right.
They did what BPA is charged with doing, and yet the citizens had to go do it themselves.
That's right.
Which is, that's very commendable in the way that you're not just saying don't do this and stand opposed to it, you're actually coming up with a solution that says this is a route that even if the BPA is supposed to do this, what they're charged to do, mm-hmm. You have done their homework for them, and
right.
now that's in their hands, and hopefully they're considering it.
Yeah, we have some great volunteers out there, some of them very talented in what they do, and they have helped us get out there and get these coordinates together, and some of the power emission and calculations that are out there needed, the coordinates are all done by those volunteers.
Can you point out on the map where that Pearl route is at and where your Gray Line Alternative route is at?
I sure can. Let me go back. The Pearl route this is the original map that nobody ever saw that had Pearl on it. You can see Pearl down here. This is Wilsonville.
Okay.
And the lines were, this yellow line here is, for example, one. These are alternates they created to come down from the river, across the river and down to Pearl Station on their early map. And like I said, this map was not in the original scoping, and it did not include a non-wire study, and there was no build option in the options, and there was no unpopulated routes. Then
okay, so basically the Pearl route goes from Wilsonville up to
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
All of it through Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And are there very many populated areas through there?
No, it's actually pretty remote. Not a whole lot of population through there. I don't know why that it was discarded so quickly by BPA. They brought up a couple of options about the high towers needed to cross the river, but you know, they're going to need high towers to cross the river at Camas and Troutdale.
Sure, what's wrong with high towers?
I mean,
every time you cross the Columbia River,
That's not an acceptable answer for that.
And they already have high towers crossing at Longview.
Sure.
And so they could already do this. And it's an area that already has high voltage lines going through. In Cowlitz and Clark counties, where they're proposing the new line, there is a 230 kV line that goes through. Mm-hmm. This more than doubles that. And that's what's really a concern. Whether they stay with the, you know, with the existing right of way where the 230 kV line is, mm-hmm. They're saying, well, gee, people should have expected it. Who could have, in the last 30 years or 20 years or even 10 years, foreseen that they were going to, that somebody would build a 500 kilovolt line? Mm-hmm. They may have looked and said, okay, there's a 230 kilovolt line. There's room for another line to go in here. They'll probably put another 230 kilovolt line. Mm-hmm. We can probably live with that.
Okay.
But a 500 kilovolt line changes the entire dynamic. And that's why a lot of people are coming out so strongly against this.
This is the big brother to the existing lines that are out there.
It is.
Yeah, this is the big granddaddy, really.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. probably a better name for it. We're going to have to take another break, and then we're going to look at that gray line alternative.
Okay.
Okay.